Hi, I'm Wooden Tape, and I would like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By, on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and This One's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and This One's Introduced By Merseyside-based artist Tim Maycock, known musically as Wooden Tape, is a writer, musician, and long-serving high school teacher whose creative life threads quietly through the cultural fabric of Liverpool. Over the years, he's played in a number of bands, sharing stages with boundary-pushing acts such as Teeth of the Sea and Mainliner, and performing at the Liverpool International Festival of Psychedelia, a setting well aligned with his taste for exploratory sound. As Wooden Tape, Maycock crafts contemplative, gently psychedelic music pieces that feel obliquely inspired by vintage television themes and half-remembered soundtracks. His compositions lean towards subtlety, warm organ swells, acoustic guitar figures, shimmering textures, and delicate washes of sound that drift at the edge of perception. Light touches of percussion and a faint lysergic haze complete the atmosphere, creating music that is both comforting and quietly uncanny. The second Wooden Tape album, Wool, was released on the 5th of December 2025 via the God Unknown Records Bandcamp page. It's available on luxurious 180-gram green vinyl as well as in digital formats. Upon release, Shindig magazine praised Wool as a beautifully constructed work, recognising Maycock's ability to build intricate, emotionally resonant sound worlds from understated materials. Tim Maycock, also known as Wooden Tape, joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the tracks from the album Wool by Wooden Tape on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio, 3CR.
Hi, my name is Tim, aka Wooden Tape. I've been on the fringes of the Liverpool scene for a few years now, so before we take a look at my new album, I'll give you a brief rundown of my potted history. Growing up in Liverpool, I was the youngest of four siblings, so my introduction to music was TV and film theme tunes. I loved and still love, in fact I would suggest it's the template for Wooden Tape, the theme tune to a British educational kids TV show called My World. It's all wobbly tape, acoustic fingerpick folk guitar and breathy synth lines with basic percussion. It was only years later that I discovered it was something called library music and was in fact called The Free Life Bee by Alan Parker. It belonged to the Themes LP series. My dad would play a range of music when I was growing up. My elder siblings introduced me to Elvis Costello and Blondie, but I also loved my dad's taste of John Barry, Ennio Morricone, and the electro-disco beats of Giorgio Moroder. Like most people my age, the 1980s was spent recording the top 40 off the radio, pressing play on the cassette. Then I picked up a guitar around the age of 15, and got a second-hand Roland keyboard around the same time at a peach-coloured affair with an arpeggiator. I did do some bands in my teens, but nothing came from it. In my 20s, I worked at the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall and became what you might call a classical roadie. I would help set up the orchestra and got to appreciate the range of colour different instruments can bring to music. So though I love the Beatles, Floyd, Beach Boys as much as the best of them, it's music, themes and soundtracks that I've become drawn to as a musician. I met Joe, who plays keyboards in the live band at the Philharmonic, and we started a band called Fortunatus. We played together for a few years and supported the likes of Teeth of the Sea and Mainliner, amongst others. I was on guitar and vocals, with Joe doing an octopus impression on drums, keys and bass pedals all at the same time. We were kind of proggy, psyche, folky as a sound. Sadly, we petered out, as bands sometimes do. Around the same time, 2010-ish, I also did a studio-only band with Sean, who plays guitars with the live band. We were called Sons of Zakander, named after our mutual love of the 1975 film The Man Who Would Be King. It's got a great soundtrack. We did a self-release EP on Bandcamp. That project was probably more similar to the sound of Wooden Tape, but a bit more studio-sounding, a lot more multi-layered. I did my painting, something I've always done, for a few years after these projects. Then, around the time of the first UK lockdown, I felt the calling to do some more music and did some home recordings. A good friend of mine heard them and suggested another friend do some production or mixing work on them. That was when I met the brilliant Mark Joy, who's helped shape the sound of Wooden Tape. Those tracks were Birds and Above the Gin, which ended up on the first album. I played them to Jason Stoll, an old friend from our Liverpool days, and he said he'd love to put them out on his label, God Unknown Records. With Joe and Sean, we've been playing live as a 5, 4 or 3 piece, depending on who is available, on and off ever since. This year I also did a piece for the Folklore Tapes Ceremonial County series, a piece called River, Heath, Path and Sky, based on Greater London. This was a longer piece, 15 minutes was the brief, so it really allowed me to stretch some themes and create a bit more of a drone-type atmosphere. The sound itself of Wooden Tape is a love of childhood theme tunes, library music, soundtrack, acid and broke folk from the early 70s, with a bit of ambient and hauntology thrown in for good measure. I love John Renbourn, John Barry and John Carpenter, the three Johns, as well as Morricone, Umliani and bands like Cobb, Pentangle, Pop Alvu, and of course the likes of Boards of Canada, Jim Jupp, the Ghostbox label, and Six Organs of Admittance, anything by Ben Chasney. Anything Andy Votel puts out is pretty special too. After the first album, I knew I wanted the second album to be a homage to growing up in Liverpool in the 1970s, and to treat that like an audio photo album of memories. This is what I'm about to introduce you all to. Crescent Town opens the album with a kind of overture feel. Title is a reference to there being lots of street names with Crescent on them in Norris Green where I grew up. Like I do a lot, I was going for a theme tune vibe. This one definitely grew organically with the two synth lines doing a kind of call and response thing around an old recording I had of me playing guitar live in my garage. I wanted the Bontempi eco-style beat, another favourite motif of Wooden Tape, and that comes in during the coda at the ends. It's just me hitting and treating things post-production. The star of the show and the thing that I felt it was missing is the voice of the late, great Arthur Dooley. Arthur isn't quite one of Liverpool's forgotten sons, but he isn't praised enough in my opinion. I was lucky enough to get to know Arthur in the early 90s, and his wisdom has stayed with me. He was a giant of a man in many ways. The dialogue is from the excellent One Pair of Eyes documentary from 1972, which is the year I was born. Check out the full film on YouTube. It's inspiring. Yeah. Wellsbourne had quite a difficult gestation. It's the second track on the album. It was originally a completely different tune, but it just wasn't working, and I made the decision to rewrite it. It's actually one of the last recordings from the album. I liked the electric piano sound on Geodesic Eric from the first album, so I went with the same instrument for this piece. Loads of tape reverb on it. I like the sound of the percussion on this one. I don't have anything fancy, a bodhran, loads of bells and chimes and a couple of hand drums. The ride sound is just me hitting one of those charity shop bells with a brush. The sound at the start is a sound effect of an old overhead projector. And the voice at the end, I can't tell whether they're American or Scouse. They make me laugh. Wellsbourne Primary was my school in Liverpool, by the way. Thank you. third track on the album, Parkview Broadway Baths, is written after the first piece I lived in Liverpool and the swimming baths we would go to when I was at Wellesbourne. This is a two-parter that repeats the musical motif or pattern. I quite like the ghostly ambience on the second part. Very swimming pool. The idea behind Saturday Morning, which is the fourth track on the album, is that feeling of slowly waking up on a Saturday morning, getting out of bed and running downstairs to get your breakfast and watch some cartoons. The first bit is purposefully wobbly with lots of reverb drifting in and out. The awake bit is cleaner and builds up to a crescendo. The sounds at the end are me running downstairs, a kettle boiling and a toaster popping. Enjoy. Thank you. There's probably two narratives in the album, and the mobile shop and the next three tracks, and in some part the previous song, form part of that first one. We used to stop at a mobile shop on a Sunday walk to the grounds of Croxteth or Crocky Hall. This was just a shop, which was an old van, and out the back they could sell anything from cigarettes, papers, sweets, and people would shop at them on weekends when the main shops were shut. Musically, this was from a sound note I had left on my phone that I went back to. It's another one that builds and maybe my favourite one on the album. I am channeling my inner KPM, Bruton and Themes on this one. After recording it, I realised it bears a passing resemblance to Eric Sarté's Gymnopédie. So it's my whiter shade of pale moment. And as I love Procol, or Procol Harum, well, the Trower years, that can't be a bad thing. The sixth track, A Nutty and a Texan Bar Please, is two pieces bridged together with some radio interference. When we did that Sunday walk, we would stop at the Mobby or the Mobile, and my dad would get what was called a Nutty Bar, and he would get me a Texan Bar, which I blame for the state of my teeth. The first part builds slowly and is quite bitty. When I first started recording music at 15 or 16, we would use tapes and build them by playing one machine onto another tape machine, recording the played one. Me and my friend Frogger would make little pieces and we'd call them tags. At the end of one of these, a passing ice cream van phased in and out of stereo on the tape. To this day, it's one of my happiest recorded accidents. It wouldn't take though a lot of these, and the start of the next three pieces have those tags. On the second part, I added some slide. I think I wanted it to sound like a pedal steel, probably in reference to the word Texan. It sounds more ambient, which is okay. This piece also has glockenspiel on it. Whenever I want to pad out or heighten the musical motif, the glock comes out. Here's A Nutty and a Texan Bar. Thank you. Hi, I'm Wooden Tape and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. Croxeth Hall is the destination of our walk and it's the last track on the first side of the album. This place is truly amazing and very old. It sits on the edge of a sprawling council estate and was bequeathed to Liverpool when the bloodline ran out. It has these amazing play school round windows and is steeped in history. The last owner's second wife was an American socialite and best friends to Wallace Simpson. They had massive debauch parties when they would invite their Hollywood friends to hide. So Rex Harrison, who was a local Highton boy, would be there with his mates Errol Flynn and Cary Grant. 40 years later, it was empty. A shell full of ghosts and memories. I like this one too, and we're currently building it up as a live piece with a new section on the end. So, let us look through the round window.
Thank you.
The first track on the second side is called Underneath the Weeping Willow Tree, and this is at the end of the walk. I've been back to Croxeth Hall and I couldn't find a willow tree by the water, but is it a memory? In a very hauntological sense, does it matter? Maybe the tree was somewhere else. Maybe I dreamt it or imagined it should be there. This was the first piece recorded for the album. An original cut ran to 8 minutes, so me and Mark chopped it down. It's another garage recording of me playing my guitar live, lots of delay, and you can actually hear the acoustic strum of the electric guitar as I'd mic'd it up. I quite like that though, happy accidents are what creativity is all about for me. I love the painter Francis Bacon. He would do kind of free flow painting that would dictate the outcome, painting big abstract blocks of colour. I try and think of that sometimes when writing or recording. Playing is good.
Thank you.
When I was writing ideas or titles for what I might include on the album, Alpine Pop was one of the first on the page. I sent a message to loads of friends to send me a voice note of their favourite childhood pop, or carbonated drink. My old Philharmonic friend, the wonderful Richie O'Brien, misread the instruction and sent this long monologue about his memories of Alpine Pop. Boom, that was the track. Talk about happy accidents. All the other voice notes drift in and out. I've got to admit I cheated a bit as everyone was saying the same two flavours, so I got my wife and my two daughters to say three new flavours, and then label boss Jason came up with the ominous Cherryade. In the spirit of Hauntology, someone even accidentally invented or remembered a flavour. Musically it's quite sad reflective, but Richie's narrative lifts it, and it makes me smile.
Cherryade, dandelion and burdock,
Vimto,
cream soda,
orangeade,
dandelion and burdock,
lemonade,
dandelion and burdock,
cream soda,
or Corona lemon,
dandelion and burdock.
I like fizzy blackcurrant.
Cherryade.
Well, it's got to be dandelion and burdock, isn't it?
Dandelion and burdock.
Dandelion and burdock.
Dandelion and burdock.
Cream soda.
The third track on the second side is called Moroccan House, or The Moroccan House. It's another one which taps into hauntological themes. I've got a memory of getting the bus, it was dark, it was further than we usually travelled, and the house we arrived at had white painted walls with exotic rugs hung on the walls. You've got to remember that though this was the 70s, most furniture would be older. You didn't necessarily live in a 70s house, you just had 70s stuff. But this was a true 70s decor house. I pestered my mum for years about whose house it could have been. I seem to have another attached memory of looking up at the sky on the way home and thinking I'd seen a UFO. Oh, to be back there and know whose house it was. One of my reasons for making the album is the loss of memory the passing of time leaves you with. Things get cloudy, mixed up, and take on their own mythology. We left Liverpool in 1980, I was 8, so both the 70s and living in Liverpool are trapped in amber together in my mind. Musically, this is another sections piece, a cousin maybe to Tiny Colossus off the first album. It starts with one of those tags and ends with one of my favourite bits on the album. Enjoy. We used to go to Kirby Market most Tuesdays and Saturdays, and it is where we were bought our Zorro swords from the next track. I had this guitar motif for years, longer even than some of the stuff on the first album. I'd imagined it as a proper song, but as that never really materialised, I thought why not use it for Wooden Tape. Lots of familiar motifs here, a tag opener, percussive loop, Glock, acoustic guitar, a voice clip, and a synth line over the top. I like how this one builds and then decays at the end.
Thank you.
penultimate track on the album is called Zorro Sword Cousins, and it starts with another musical motif I use quite a bit, which is a lo-fi acoustic recording going into a clearer recording. To me it sounds transportative, like you're going back. I like the percussion on this, just the bodhran heavily treated to sound almost timpani-like. Lots of reverb and bass to help it out. I do like this one. It forms the end of the second smaller narrative of the trip to the market. A little footnote are those three slashing type sounds at the end to mimic the Zorro Z trope. A bit of fun to wrap up the memory. I'm no big Moby fan, but I remember reading about him at the time of that big album he had, Play, and him talking about the sequencing of tracks on an album. He spoke about how he liked the way Nick Drake and other musicians of that era's albums ended almost somberly, or like they were winding down and coming to a close. It stuck with me. On the first album, Chapters did that job, and we still end the set with it as an encore. Laundrette Sunday is this album's wind down tune. Another memory, and probably the earliest, me in a pram on a rainy Sunday going to the laundrette with my mum and my eldest brother Neil. This is another library music channeling piece for me. I love the percussive loop. I don't always feel I get it right, but this one does feel right. I managed to add electronic percussion at the end with Sean's Volca beats. Some accents with the bass and some guitar too, like on the previous track. A gentle rainy end to the album, which conceptually takes you back to the start. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the album and it's taken you on a bit of a journey. If it has, I feel that my job has been done.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Wooden Tape. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Tim Maycock, also known as Wooden Tape, for your detailed introductions to the 13 pieces from the album Wool by Wooden Tape. Released in 2023, Music from Another Place is Wooden Tape's first album, a timeless collection of music that recalls pastoral lands, summer months, and folk rituals. Sonically, the album is awash with picked acoustic guitars, percussive ornaments, warm synth pads, and organ. The titles themselves suggest lost soundtracks or memories of forgotten TV themes. Available from the Wooden Tape Bandcamp page, here's the first track from Music from Another Place. The Past is All Around Us by Wooden Tape. The Ghost Box record label, helmed by Jim Jupp, contains releases by artists with a similar vision to Wooden Tape. Here's a selection of sounds from artists from the Ghost Box collection, starting with Pie Corner Audio, The Focus Group with Hey Let Loose Your Love, The Willows by Bellbury Polly, and lastly, Mount Vernon Arts Lab with The Black Drop. Here's Deep End by Pie Audio Corner, on the Ghost Box label. Thanks for joining Wooden Tape and Dr. Gonzo for another episode of And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Let loose your love. Hey, let loose your love.